Wang Chan is a director of IT in the Information Technology Department of the regional office of a mid-sized hotel chain. He reports to the VP, IT, Deepak, who heads up the department. Wang Chan has been in this role for the past 3 years and his boss has been the head of the department for the last 5 years. The next career step for Deepak is a corporate role in their divisional office, while the next career step for Wang Chan is Deepak's role. Deepak has been grooming Wang Chan for the role. At the last performance review meeting, Deepak had informed Wang Chan that he is on track and he is ready to step into his shoes. Wang Chan was very happy as he had worked very hard and has impressed everyone in the office. He has also done well in all the projects that he had been assigned, including the inter-department ones, such as assisting marketing, HR and the rooms divisions in finding solutions for their IT problems and concerns. 2 months has passed and Deepak's promotion is announced globally, and together with it there was an announcement of Deepak's replacement, which wasn't Wang Chan but a David Fletcher from another region. This shocks Wang Chan and he is very disappointed and angry. So, he makes an appointment to see Deepak, who has been avoiding him. After 2 weeks of trying, he gets a meeting with Deepak, at which when asked about his replacement, Deepak tells him that his superiors in the divisional and corporate offices did not think Wang Chan was ready for the promotion. Obviously, Wang Chan's follow-up question was, "Did you not tell them that I was ready according to your assessment?" Deepak's response was, they did not agree with him and decided to proceed with their choice. What went wrong here? If you were Wang Chan, what would you do next? Is there any way this situation could have been avoided? What happened to the talent development strategy Deepak had put in place for Wang Chan? Suresh Menon on Human Resources.